We are joined now by our TSN Leafs reporter, Mark Masters. And the Leafs, as I said, they got lucky. You had a Raptor game on Sunday. You had a hell of a Super Bowl on Sunday, which can sometimes cloud and fuzzy up the memory of Leafs fans about what happened on Saturday night. But to join us now to clear all the fog and to bring his perspective, it is Mark Masters. Mark, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Good to be on with you. There was not much fog at the outdoor practice yesterday, and lots of fans very happy with the team despite the loss Saturday. It just shows you, right, that the love and passion of Leafs Nation, it's there.
Of course.
Regardless.
Of course. By the way, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Don't think my opening thought isn't going to be about the dysfunctional nature of being a sports fan. We'll save that for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And you know what? To be fair and balanced, let's start with the good. The beautiful, sunny, blue day yesterday in the city of Toronto. How was it? How was Nathan Phillips Square? Paint the picture a little bit more before I ask the question, what the hell was that on Saturday night? Tell us about how sunny Sunday was.
It was awesome. It was a beautiful day. I don't know if there's a cloud in the sky. So many fans packing the stands there. And, everyone was ear-to-ear smiles. There's obviously a huge change from the tone post-game Saturday. So, you know, John Tavares said it's the perfect way to kind of start turning the page on what was a bit of a debacle on Saturday night against the last-place team in the league. So it was a great experience. They kind of did a three-on-three tournament because, you know, usually after a back-to-back, they would not practice. They would not be on the ice. That's kind of a sports science thing. There's never, it's usually almost always a day off. So this is a rare thing, but they're coming off the bye break. So it was good timing if you're ever going to do it. And Team Ontario gets it done over Team Europe in the final of the 3-on-3 tournament. There was also a Team North America, which was, of course, all the players outside of Ontario on the continent. So it was fun. Everyone, see, they signed autographs. They drove. They took the TTC. Mitch Marner said the best part of that was just seeing the faces of people being shocked to see a professional hockey team in full equipment getting on the subway. So it was a fun day and certainly a big change from the mood a few hours earlier down at Scotiabank.
Yeah, oh no, I saw on your Twitter account, you could follow him on Twitter, at Mark H. Masters. Man, what does the H stand for? I've never asked this before.
Harrison.
Harrison.
Harrison, yes.
Harrison. That's an awesome middle name.
As
someone who grew up with Han Solo and Indiana Jones, Harrison. Damn, that's good. All right. You can follow him on Twitter, and just there was a lot of great shots you sent, and it did. It looked really cool. All right, so let's get on to the more pressing issue. One game is only one game, and we will not make a mountain out of a molehill. Colorado and Tampa and all the top teams lose to bottom feeders. It happens in all sports. But I still have to wonder about what is it seems like still that level of emotional immaturity, not because of just what happened on Saturday, though what happened on Saturday was pretty embarrassing. But Toronto has 3 wins and 7 losses against the bottom teams in the NHL this season. And I couldn't help but after that game, I just made a little note and just wrote emotional immaturity. Just your thoughts, Mark, not just on last night, but on this season and last season as well. The winning percentage Toronto has against teams that don't do much winning.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a big reason why the division race isn't a race, at least at the top. And I'm not sure what to make of it, because, as you mentioned, teams, it's human nature sometimes to play down to the opposition.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's 82 games and you can't be locked in, but this Leafs team in particular seems to really struggle with that, despite the fact they keep saying they're focused on it. And there wasn't many answers on Saturday night. Like, the players did not have any answers, and neither did Sheldon Keefe when he said, "How do you explain it?" He said, "I can't. I cannot do the work for them." It was a pretty damning comment from the coach. I think the bigger, you know, and I've been thinking about this, and I don't have an answer either, but is there a connection with the way that they aren't able to remain locked in that situation and some of the kind of brain farts they've had at the most important times of the year, that they're susceptible to this? And is there some sort of connection, even though they seem to show up against the top teams in the regular season and play very well against them, that maybe there is a defect here that comes out in these games, but also comes out at the most important times of the year when they're just unable to maintain that focus. You know, game six in Tampa, and they've got the lead in the third period, but then they, you know, the penalties come, and then they can't finish it off. So you do wonder, and I don't have the answer there, but I do think it is worth something that is worth noting and is a question mark and is a concern when they put value in it and they talk about it and they want to change it and they can't. To me, that raises a red flag. And the good thing for them is the next four games are also coming up against teams that are currently outside the playoff picture. They got Chicago on a Chicago playing on the second half of a back-to-back Wednesday. Montreal, who they've already lost to twice on Saturday, and then in Chicago on Sunday. So it'll be very interesting to see how they respond to that this week.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to ask you a question about that in a second. But and by the way, the fact that you don't have an answer, the fact the coach doesn't, the players don't, I don't expect one. So I'll just ask this. How many times do you think over the last couple of years, because you do a great job covering the team and, you know, we can read your work at TSN.ca and you do a really good summation of what's happened and what's coming up. How many times do you think over the last couple of years you wrote about or asked about or talked about this same issue that we just discussed for the last 3 minutes?
Yeah, a lot. And that's why it's like, I don't even know where to take the story. They just can't do it consistently against some of these. Because, you know, you come into this year and you kind of want them to be like Boston is. And Boston lost in Arizona. It was a bit of a controversial ending. There was an icing that didn't get called. Anyway, they lost that game in Arizona. But other than that, they pretty much steamrolled every team they should steamroll. They just don't really lose that to those teams, and you're kind of hoping that something would flip with Toronto, and that, because what you really want is in the playoffs for them to just not be denied, is for them to go into this series and for their top guys to take over to a degree and for this team to just be too good to lose, and when it matters most just be like, we're not losing this time. And they haven't been able to put their foot down at times against these opponents. So and you just, like, it's not even a, like, what you can't, what are you supposed, like, you're not getting answers from the players on it, because there is no answer, it feels like, unless you're a therapist in there kind of talking to them every day. Maybe that's who you talk to, but there is no answer. But it has been a recurring theme for sure, certainly over the last couple of seasons.
What did you make of Wall, his first start, where, you know, he gives up four goals, but he also has a 900 save percentage. Your thoughts on Joseph Wall, the good and the bad from Saturday?
Yeah, what a tricky night for him. Like, yeah. four shots in the first period, and he finishes the night facing 40. And, you know, it's your first ever home start as a member of the Maple Leafs in the NHL. So there's a lot going on there. And I thought he was solid. Like, I'm certainly not going to throw him under the bus for the loss. And I was really impressed with him after the game. He wasn't down on himself, and he said he felt a lot more comfortable than last season when he made his NHL debut and played four games. And he did look comfortable, I thought, more so than last year. Just in, you know, you would have liked him to cover the puck leading into the third goal there that eventually got pumped in by Corrali, but, you know, he just couldn't quite get his glove on it. But I thought in general he acquitted himself nicely, and they got the other back-to-back coming up this weekend, and I'm not sure what Matt Murray's status is, but I wouldn't hesitate to go back to him Sunday at the United Center and give him another shot here, because he's 24 and the time is kind of now. He's only a year younger than Samsonov, so he's a third-round pick. Let's see what he can do if Murray's not ready, and even if he is, you might want to give him a little more time to get up and running, considering his track record. And I've been impressed with Wall, and certainly how could you not be impressed with what he's done in the American Hockey League this season, where he's pretty much perfect.
Going to two other little small things. Did Justin Hall not realize the Maple Leafs have signed Connor Timmins to a 2-year deal? And did nights like Saturday, was that a reminder, watching Pierre Engvall on the ice, this is why the Leafs are looking for another top six forward?
Ooh, a couple of the whipping boys, eh? Yeah, Justin Hall. Maybe he saw his phone at the intermission and saw that the Chychrun trade was coming here.
Oh, yeah. Chychrun trade. Oh, the Chychrun trade. We've been having this for... I said this earlier, so this is a recycled joke. Did you realize that the moment that Chychrun was drafted by Arizona, 10 minutes later, Pierre LeBrun reported that Chychrun was on the trade board?
It's felt that way, hasn't it?
It has.
Yeah, I guess Chychrun's a lefty. Yeah, maybe the Timmins. I don't know. It was not a great night for Justin Hall, clearly. And that's why people are concerned about the defense. Because right now, Justin Hall's in the, you know, he's playing hard minutes. He's a pretty important player in a playoff series right now, as this defense is currently constituted. And this is why, and then you look at Pierre Engvall, and, you know, he gets the belt from John Tavares. The captain passes him the belt in a jubilant dressing room on Friday night after he has a career-high 6 shots on net. You know, Coach Sheldon Keefe says his third line was his best line that game, and then, you know, they kind of muck it up in their own end, and they just, when you're the third line, you can't do that. When you got to be the solid. You might not have to score, but you can't be giving up goals. You can't be giving away the puck in the slot. And Engvall and Anderson didn't play another shift after in the second period after that happened. The Boone Jenner goal there on Saturday night. So yes, frustration with Hall, frustration with Engvall, and this is why people think that the Leafs need to add not just one but two players, one up front and one on defense. And Kyle Dubas was watching that, and I'm sure he's having similar thoughts.
How scared should bettors be? Because I like to do my cowardly bet of the day, where I take what is the one like where you got to bet $20 to win $3, and I specialize in that because I am a coward. But how nervous should Leaf fans be with this Chicago Montreal Chicago? Because you're going to have to bet like $328 to win $100. Like there's going to be some -325s, -350s out there. How nervous should I be betting the Leafs against teams that are more interested in Connor Bedard than in the playoffs?
Well, I would not be nervous about Wednesday. They usually bounce back pretty nicely, right?
That's like, true. They lead the league in bounce backs. Yes,
exactly. And they come back and they say, okay, we're going to be okay. Saturday, I would certainly be on high alert because Montreal's already beaten them twice, and you know Montreal's going to get up for that. And Montreal actually has been playing all right here. They just beat the Islanders and the Oilers coming out of the break. They got the Blackhawks Tuesday. Then they got to go to Raleigh, so maybe that will be a loss. But they're probably feeling all right. And obviously the divisional rivalry Saturday, I don't know. And then back-to-back Sunday, I believe the Blackhawks are off Saturday, so they'll be a rest opponent. So the weekend certainly has my me on high alert for a potential letdown, but I think they'll be all right Wednesday, I would say.
Should I get pre-angry on the Josh Anderson goal he scores on the second period on Saturday against the Maple Leafs?
No, you should be happy if he only scores one. Right? You just should factor that into your night going in. He's like, I know Josh Anderson is going to score.
Yes.
And there you go.
You know what? Let's leave it there. That is a good answer by you, my friend. Mark, always appreciate. Fantastic job covering the team. All the best, and we will chat soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Take care. That is Mark Masters.